I'm here with Debbie Zhao, an arts writer and critic, and also managing editor of Rough Cut, an online film magazine. So may as well start heavy. Where do you see the future of arts journalism in Australia? I mean, are you pessimistic or optimistic?
With arts journalism and particularly film criticism, it's always quite a pessimistic outlook, particularly now, you know, with the lessening amount of positions, full-time positions for critics and kind of more freelance writers and the more international spectrum, which does make it more competitive and all that. I guess it's just because I've been very lucky to have been around a lot of young critics, particularly through the program of the Melbourne Film Festival Critics Campus program. So I've been very lucky to meet other young critics who have shared optimism and enthusiasm. I guess the future of Australian film criticism is basically limited. But it does, you know, rely on people to create their own spaces. But then, you know, how viable is that as a full-time career? And I think that's the thing. It's like maybe the younger generation now are realizing that it's not necessarily a full-time thing. It's not something that you can make a full-time career out of.
And I mean, you mentioned young critics creating their own spaces, and obviously you've been involved in the creation of Rough Cut. So I just wanted to ask, what motivated you to do that? Was there a feeling that mainstream arts coverage was lacking?
Yeah, I think particularly, so basically what happened was after Myth, I was, you know, we were also gunning. We had learned all these skills. We were just mentored for the week. We were so enthusiastic. And then we came out and it was like the reality of the arts world, the arts criticism world in Australia, which is like you're pitching to editors, you're not getting replies because they're busy. You're also emerging. There's limited space. There's limited money. You know, we just wanted a place to practice our writing. We don't want a place to talk about film. And it was like quite disheartening for me anyway, you know, just to be like, oh, to come out and not have a space to write and write in a different way. I guess write in a way where you're not necessarily restricted by certain publication voices, their editorial language and all that type of stuff. So giving us the freedom to experiment as well.
What do you see as the purpose of arts writing?
Their job is to know about cinema, to know about the director's previous works, to know about the era of the film, et cetera, et cetera. Like that is their expertise. There is definitely a relationship between the critic, like as this middle person, to kind of inform and to critically engage, you know, with work and produce writing or whatever that does that to help, you know, the audience kind of, yeah, like progress in a way. You know, I think critics have always been so important. Yeah, I think that's something that I've, you know, constantly felt is really lacking, particularly in Australian film criticism. Like I know in other countries, perhaps film criticism is a little bit more supported. I don't necessarily know that, but I know for sure that, like, for example, like Screen Australia and all that, like they do great stuff for our own, for production and for filmmaking. But I think you can't progress like a national culture, you know, a national film culture without critics and actually developing younger critics. And that's, I think that relationship is, yeah, it's just been overlooked, I think. Generally speaking, maybe not just in Australia, but generally speaking, yeah.
Is it just a matter of endless pitching? I mean, for you to kind of get your start getting published somewhere for the first time, was it just a matter of trying and trying again?
Yeah, and it is, and unfortunately, it is so much about luck. Yeah. It's about who you know. Once again, bringing it back to the arts, I mean, the arts in all industries, but especially the arts, it's all about who you know. And so it's not just, you know, it's really hard to start up as an emerging writer. Yeah.